All right. Well, thank you, preacher, for allowing me to be up here this morning. I am very nervous. I have not preached out. I've preached out of our home church once, so y'all pray for me. If you will take your Bibles and turn to, begin reading in, my mind goes blank when I get nervous, John 15. All righty, when you find your place, say amen.
Amen.
All right, we'll begin in verse 1. Bible says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Let's pray. Lord, Heavenly Father, God, I come to you humbly, God, as humble as I know how. God, I pray that you'd help me this morning, God. God, this afternoon, help me, God, to speak your word, God. Give me wisdom, dear Jesus, God. Help me not, God, not to, God, speak vain words, God, not my words, but God, I pray that you'd fill me, God, to speak your words, God, and what you'd have me to say, God. Pray that you speak through me this morning, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, this morning I just wanted to, or this afternoon, wanted to look at how Jesus is the true vine.
Amen.
We see that he says in verse 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit is taken away, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit.
Amen.
So, Jesus has called us to do something.
Yes,
he's called us to serve him.
Right.
He's called us to do it. And what his call is, he's called us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Amen.
And he also has told us to bear fruit.
Right.
And we see that God the Father is the husbandman. He said if we abide in him, Jesus will purge us, God the Father will purge us, and will help us.
Right.
So he'll clean us up, and if we're in his word, if we're praying, if we draw closer to Jesus, he'll purge us and clean us up.
Amen.
And we can do more things through him.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
If you will, look in Galatians 5. The brother already mentioned this morning. Already read there. I want to read it again. Then in verse 22, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
Amen.
So we see what Jesus will give us, the fruit, if we're abiding in him.
Right.
We will bring, this will be the fruit that we can tell if someone is abiding in him.
Amen.
This will be their fruit, and we will know them. And that's the people we want to be around. We don't want to be around those people that are out in the world. You know, children, young people got that are my age, we don't need to be hanging around those people that are out there. They may be the cool people. God's people weren't always the most popular people. The disciples were put in prison, but they were close to God, and God allowed them to do great and mighty things. In Psalm 1, it said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night.
Yes.
And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth much fruit, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Right.
So we'll see that again, what God will do through us,
right,
if we're close to him.
Right.
We'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. But back in John 15, we see down in verse 6, It says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. So if you take a tree, if you pass by an orchard, you see limbs that are falling off on the ground. They're not bearing any fruit. They're dead and they're not green. But the ones that are still connected to the tree are green, and if they're in springtime, you'll see fruit starting to grow on them.
Right.
And not all fruit will be the same size.
Right.
And not all fruit will be the same. Different people will bear different fruit.
Sure.
But it is all the fruit of God if they are bearing fruit.
Yeah, right.
Even some poisonous plants can bear some fruit, but it's not going to be the fruit of the Lord. It's the fruit of the devil.
Right.
And in Mark 1, verse 16, says, now as he walked by the sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. And when he had gone a little farther thence, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the ship mending their nets. And straightway he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants, and went after him. And we see that Simon and Andrew and James and John were helping their fathers on their ships.
Right, right.
So we as Christians, until Jesus comes by and sends us somewhere else, we need to be in our church, helping our pastors, and doing the work of Jesus that he's called us to do right then. But some of us, God calls, but we hesitate. And we may miss a blessing that God has for us. He may have you meeting someone at the right place in the right time, but if you hesitate, you might miss what God has called you to do. I think that's all the Lord has for me to give to you all today.
Amen.